as kind of the main subject. And I realized that a lot of things that I've done in my life have been life or death situations. There's been this life or death.
This is Jim Sklavunis of The Vanity Set, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Art Omai, a sculpture and architecture park and international residency center in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dawn until dusk, Art Omai presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Information at artomai.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Food New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Tune in to all sorts of creative community programming Monday, September 14th on WGXC at 9 a.m. on the WGXC morning show after Democracy Now! We'll have a preview of village elections on Tuesday when voters go to the polls in Catskill, Athens, Ghent, Chatham, and Kindred.
Everyone hurts. Goes through pain. Whatever's first, it feels the same.
Remember to put the countdown.
Be young or poor, hold age or fame. Know this for sure, everyone hurts. We all feel pain. Everyone hurts. Everyone falls. We let love in. Still heartbreak calls. Tell me how much can my soul take? We make mistakes. We hurt. We need amazing grace. So we pray.
Yeah. Kim, your perpetual optimist, coming to you all the way live, remotely, but live, with the WGXC Acre Studio. WGXC 90.7 FM is your radio family. And here with me is my good friend, Mr. Randall. How are you today, Brother Randall?
I am well. I am getting through. That was a beautiful song that you played, and it was very touching.
And right on time. We had a little conversation right beforehand, and it was right on time. See, God knows what we need when we need it. Ain't that something? Yes, beloved, He knows, He sees, and He cares. And that's why we are here. We are here to remind you not to quit in the dip. There is a bright side somewhere. You're listening to me now, so I know that you are still here, and I am glad that you are in the world with me today. I hope that something we play will bless your day, and something you hear will add a little cheer for you. You know, earlier this week, we celebrated Labor Day. We gave a shout out to all of the workers, American workers, but also to all the workers around the world that keep the world turning. Shout out to you once again, especially under these pandemic conditions. We certainly want people to know that you are not taken for granted. You are appreciated. And we also Want to shout out birthdays. I forgot to do that last week, but we have reached a new month, September, and I am mindful of it because two of my very good friends are celebrating birthdays today, Sister Iris and Sister Teresa, so I want to shout them out. My mom celebrated her birthday this week, and my good friend Mary celebrated her birthday, and my niece's mother celebrated a birthday. You know, we were at Red Lobster last night, and they were singing happy birthday all over the place. A lot of people are born in September. I call us the New Year's celebrating babies. But shout out to all of you who are celebrating or know someone who's celebrating a birthday this month. We are here with joy, actually, even in saying, talking about the passing on of Toots and the Maytals. Joy because he brought so much joy into the world. He departed this life a couple of days ago, but he coined the name reggae. For all you reggae music lovers, or if you've not known about reggae, I'm going to introduce you because I'm going to play one of his songs for you. But he transitioned from life to reward, from labor to reward, and he had like 31 number one songs in the world. He played in a movie with Jimmy Cliff, and he introduced reggae to Europe and from Europe to the world. And so we're just loving on him today, sending love to his family, and hope that you all will enjoy. I think the song that we have prepared next in our fourth song, 20-minute straight music, little talk segment is one of his. He does have a new album out, but this song is an oldie and a goodie, and it is called True Love. It's True Love, and he's singing this song. He's doing this song featuring Mr. Willie Nelson. True Love still moving. After that, we're going to have Lord, You Are Good. What a Beautiful Name by Hillsong Worship. Strong Name by Darius Pope, and Preach by John Legend. So, beloved, whatever you're doing, this one is for you. I hope it blesses you too.
That's what it takes to be free. I don't mind. Still, still moving to me. Still moving to me.
And it's hard to explain how I feel. It won't go with words, but I know that it's real. I can be moving, or I can be still. Yeah. But still, still moving to me. Still, still moving to me. Still moving to me. And I swim like a fish in the sea all the time. But if that's what it takes to be free, I don't mind. Still, still, still moving to me. Still, still moving to me. still moving to me. Still moving to me. Still moving to me. Still moving to me.
Yes, still moving. Everyone hurts, but true love still moving. All right. Oh, I love it. Yes, beloved, you are loved. I love you. God loves you more.
I was sitting in the kitchen.
We're going to get through this. It is a bright side somewhere.
I have all of these responsibilities, all of this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you need to do and feel you took two steps forward and you took five steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen and I didn't understand it, and then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good. Lift your voice. Come on, tell him today.
You're so good to me.
Let's go out here, everybody. Lift up your voice.
So Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough.
It's because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you.
Somebody say, even if I tried, it wouldn't work.
I
know.
I was sitting over the dishes with tears in my eyes, and I had to declare out of a hard place that you've still been better. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loose my shackles and how you set me free. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way, Shepherd, when there was no way, oh God. You made a way, 'cause you've been so good. Right there, right there. Let them hear your heart in that tonight. When I almost lost my mind, you. When the enemy came in like a flood, you. Everybody lift your voice and say, so good to me. You've been better than 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 good to me. Oh, you've been better. Oh, you've been better.
And you are here with me at WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist with music for your mind, your body, and your soul. This is what we do, and it is for you. Hope you enjoy what you hear. We'll be back after a couple of tracks with my weekly spiritual social commentary.
is coming down at your name.
And that is Mr. Darius Polk with Strong Name. Yes, Lord, yours is a strong name. Have you tried that name? Man, I could tell you stories about the power of that name, the name of Jesus. I've called that name, I'm telling you, it's gotten me through. Darius Polk knows what I'm talking about. Oh my gosh, what a name, a strong name, a beautiful name, a wonderful name. Yes, yes it is, yes it is. And we have up next, Preach by Mr. John Legend. He used to be the musician at my friend's church in Stanford, Pennsylvania, somewhere in there. Yeah, he was the musician before he blew up. Who knew he would become a legend? But this is a song that I love by him, and it is entitled Preach. And I'm not going to preach, but I do have a few comments that I want to share. Hope you hang in there so that you can hear. We can't just preach, baby. We just can't just preach. That song is preaching to us today. Oh, my gosh. So, beloved, this week, two world leaders or state leaders, I should say. I don't remember what countries, but they nominated the President of the United States for the Nobel Peace Prize. And I saw Mr. Netanyahu in Israel making a comment regarding the peace pact that has been ratified, certified, signed, sealed, and delivered between Israel and the Palestinian states. And Bahrain this week also entered into a peace agreement with them. And even before I heard the latest update, which was that the Taliban and the Afghanis, Afghanistan government, are also negotiating peace. And, you know, these are wonderful things, you know, to be happening and to be applauded and lauded, you know. And there were people that were saying, are you kidding me? But I wasn't listening to the people. I was just listening to what I was hearing. And I tell you, listening to Netanyahu, beloved, truly, this was my experience. It took me back to a scene in the movie Left Behind. I mean, it could have been a page out of the script, right? So if you've ever seen that movie or if you see that clip, they're so similar. It's crazy. And it reminded me of a verse in the scriptures that says, they say there's peace, peace, and all is well, but there is no peace. There is no peace. And I thought about all the people who are really rallying around resisting change in our governmental situation, resisting change, counter-protesting Black lives, that Black Lives Matter, counter-protesting that there is inequity and inequality in the nation that is systemic, that there are things that have been constructed and protected for generations, even hundreds of years, that have created the imbalance in our country. And there are people who are just resistant to that message and to doing the work of changing. And it reminded me of being in a bad relationship. Have you ever been in a bad relationship? If you can say no, then you are very blessed. And I pray it ever be so for you. But if you have been in a bad relationship, then you know what I'm talking about, you know? And the reason why we get into a bad relationship or in a bad relationship is because it's not always bad. There's some good, right? And we remember good things about that person, and we remember good times that we had, and we know that there's potential there, and we know there are possibilities that are there. And so the problems that are there, they sort of take a back seat, you know? And we have people around us who are trying to tell us, you know, that this is not good for you, right? But we try to hold on because, you know, we don't want to go through heartbreak and, you know, the heart wants what the heart wants, you know? And those thoughts came to me as I was listening to the, you know, the polls and listening to the comments on both sides, pro and against this peace prize. And then, you know, my North Star for me is the Holy Bible. And so I'm reading these verses, and sometimes the way the Holy Bible speaks to me, and it should be the same for you. It tells us to study in 2 Timothy, to study that we can rightly divide for ourselves, that we're not just, you know, in group speak, in crowd speak, and just following the crowd, but we have some understanding for ourselves that gives us that peace, right? It gives us that guidance. And so, you know, I was looking at that scripture that I referenced earlier in Jeremiah 6, chapter, actually, in verse 14. It says, to heal the brokenness of my people They offer superficial words. Isn't that how it is in a bad relationship? A lot of superficial talk, amen, to keep us hanging on, to keep us in there, right? And the scriptures say, they say peace, peace, as if all is well, but there is no peace. In Ezekiel 13 and 10, it says, because they have caused my people to err, saying peace, and there is no peace. And it also says in Ezekiel, and one builds a wall. One builds a wall as if, as if, amen, it's going to create peace. And it says, and the prophets are trying to resurface it. They're trying to whitewash it. Oh my gosh. That's why I'm speaking to the prophets today. I'm speaking to my brothers and my sisters. I'm saying amen. To remember the scriptures, beloved. Remember the scriptures. And yes, there's not all bad that has happened, but there's too much bad. There's a lot of bad stuff going on in America right now. A lot of really bad stuff. Oh my God. And you know, in the scriptures, it also says, talks about social justice. And I think that this is what, you know, I'm paying attention to, the issue of social justice, because when we talk about all of the isms in our nation, and we've been talking about these all of my life, you know, racism and sexism and classism and elitism and tribalism, nepotism, you know, all these isms. But when I look at the scriptures, it does give us a guidance about this, right? It says in Zechariah chapter 7 and verse 9 and 10, thus saith the Lord of hosts, render true judgment, show kindness and mercy to one another. Do not oppress the widow, the fatherless, the stranger, or the poor. And let none of you devise evil against another in your heart. Beloved, I've been on the planet a minute, and I'm telling you, some of the things that we are seeing done and have been going on for some time is truly a device of evil, a device of that which is wicked. Beloved, you, hallelujah, cannot be unkind to people who are throwing off oppression and say that you are standing on the right side of the God, of the creator, of the sustainer of all, when his way of life is to show kindness and mercy and tell us to show kindness and mercy to one another. And do not oppress, right? So I'm looking at this and I'm looking at the things that are going on today. And I'm just saying, we need to look at the issue of social justice. We need to look at the systems and the policies and the practices that are holding back the equitable distribution of goods and services and opportunities and access and availability. Wherever you are in this country, shouldn't matter what your zip code is. It shouldn't matter what your skin tone is. It shouldn't matter what sexual identity you ascribe to. There are certain basic inalienable human rights. And the scriptures for me upholds that. We just can't preach. You know, Martin Luther King wrote a letter to his colleagues of the day from the Birmingham jail. And he said, dear fellow clergymen, beloved, I just encourage you, you know, we're in a bad situation. It feels like a bad relationship to me. It feels like a bad relationship to me. And you know, when you're in a bad relationship, the best thing you can do, when it just, the bad outweighs the good, and everybody around you seems to be saying to you, enough people around you are saying, this is bad. You can do better. You can have better. You can be better. Is to make the change. To make the change. Beloved, you know, God gives us a chance. He gives us a chance. But when we don't repent and we don't change, it's like declaring war on God and the war on his way of life. God desires peace. He wants us to have peace. But if we keep on saying what is right, what is wrong is right, It's not good. Not good. But there's a bright side, because God desires us to change. And we can. We can change if we try. Well, you know what? That is my spiritual social commentary for today. And I hope that it helps put a little light on the situation. Help us through this tunnel. Help us out of the darkness. Yes. And we got some more music for you. We got a couple more. I think we got a couple more coming at you to bless your soul. This one, oh, this life, we got one. What the young people say, you only live once. This life, beloved, don't waste it. All right, let's do what we got to do.
Sometimes things grow cold. In this life, tests can take their tolls. But one thing my God promised me, He said He would be right there. So as this rain falls on me, I will trust Him still. Get glory out of this life. Yeah. Yeah. Get glory out of this life. Yeah. Yeah.
Get glory out of this life.
This life, in this life, sometimes things go wrong. Same sad song, but one thing my God promised me. He said He would never leave. So as this rain falls on me, I will trust Him still to get glory out of this life.
Hallelujah. Get glory out of this life. God wants you to get glory in your life too, beloved. He wants that for me and He wants that for you. I want to just say to my friends, Randall and Bernadette, that God's got you, God loves you, and I send shout outs to our friend Puff. And we'll see you on the other side, Puff. We'll see him on the other side. All right, beloved, that about wraps it up. Happy Rosh Hashanah to our brothers and sisters on Friday evening. Rosh Hashanah begins, and you know, we'll be back, God willing. We'll be back a little this time next week, a little short of, you know, what is that, 7 days? Just a little short of 7 days to the minute. We'll be back in it. So remember never to forget, no matter how great a day or how low the clouds, how dark the sky, the sun still shines. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. This next one, look to the hills. Look to the hills. Ah, there's help. We're surrounded by the hills or the mountains, if I'm going to be correct about it, right? Look up. That's what it means. Just look up. And the sun is still there. All right. This is Reverend Luther Barnes going to take us out. Happy birthday to all you September babies and those that I know and love so much.